Hello, I'm Dr. Arifa Kasavoy, a practicing internist and a medical editor for Medscape and WebMD. Welcome to our weekly brief on recent medical news and findings. We began with word of unprecedented use of psychiatric drugs among adults in the U.S. Researchers analyzed data from the 2013 Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, which included information on the use of multiple classes of psychiatric meds. Approximately 1 in 6 adults reported taking one of these drugs, with higher use in women and those over 60. Use was highest in white patients, just over double the reported use in Black or Hispanic adults, and 4 times the use reported by Asians. In the large majority of these patients, over 84%, use was considered long-term in all drug classes. Researchers warn these statistics are red flags. There's been little research on the safety of these meds for extended periods of time, and they also caution that 8 of the 10 most widely used medications have warnings about withdrawal or rebound symptoms. Physicians should consider periodic reevaluation. Do their patients continue to need psychiatric medication? These include serotonin reuptake inhibitors, benzodiazepines, and hypnotics. The full list can be found on our website. Next, there's new evidence that patient outcomes are better with female physicians compared to their male counterparts. After analyzing data from over 1.5 million Medicare patient hospitalizations over 3 years, researchers working with the Harvard School of Public Health found lower mortality and readmission rates across all medical conditions for patients under the care of female physicians. Investigators write that these results validate earlier findings that techniques typically used more by women, including patient-centered communication, longer visits, use of encouragement and reassurance, are associated with better outcomes. The results also challenge concerns that the quality of care by female physicians may be compromised by their desire to balance work and family responsibilities. These same arguments have also been used to justify the disparity between male and female doctors when it comes to pay and professional advancement. Perhaps the increased focus on pay for performance will reward women for the better treatment outcomes. And finally, your patient's high tolerance to pain could mask their ability to recognize symptoms of myocardial infarction. Norwegian researchers made the connection when exploring why symptoms of heart attacks are easy to recognize in some patients while not as easy in others. The study included almost 5,000 patients who got cold pressor testing, which is when you keep your hand in freezing water as long as possible, for up to about 2 minutes. The participants with a previously unrecognized MI were able to endure the cold much longer than those with a known MI. This association was particularly notable in women. They were almost 50% less likely to abort the test if they had a history of an unrecognized MI. Absence of complaints of chest pain should not keep us from suspecting ischemic heart disease. When evaluating patients without a significant cardiovascular history, particularly in the situation of symptoms such as dyspnea or peripheral edema, it's important to consider the possibility of a silent MI resulting in heart failure. You'll find links to each of the stories we've included in today's news brief in the transcript listed below. For Medscape and WebMD, I'm Dr. Arifa Kasavoy.